Hello and welcome to S&C Critical Insights. My name is Keith Pagnani. I'm the co-head of the firm's Healthcare and Life Sciences Group. Today we'll be discussing the impact of the CARES Act on M&A in the healthcare sector and the potential role private equity will play in the sector in the coming months. The CARES Act is the most significant piece of legislation to hit the healthcare industry since the Affordable Care Act, adding provisions intended to both bolster and stabilize the U.S. system following the COVID-19 outbreak. We'll take a look at how an influx of liquidity provided by the legislation is driving transformative deals in the space, with a particular focus on telehealth solutions and other new healthcare technology. We'll also explore how private equity firms might navigate the world in light of COVID-19. We hope you'll enjoy the session.
Turning to healthcare, I think what's impacting M&A at the moment is the economic side of this crisis, but the COVID-19 pandemic is the most serious global healthcare crisis since World War I. And the CARES Act provides a comprehensive economic stimulus, but a big part of what it provides for is provisions intended to bolster the U.S. Healthcare system. And I was wondering, Matt, you know, given your focus on healthcare, what's the near-term impact of the CARES Act on the healthcare sector? And do you think there's going to be a longer-term impact on healthcare M&A?
Well, I mean, the CARES Act is the most significant piece of legislation to hit the healthcare industry since the Affordable Care Act, since Obamacare. And it's early days, but it looks like it will stabilize the U.S. healthcare system and the U.S. healthcare industry, which in general has been performing very well. The CARES Act allows eligible healthcare providers, hospitals and physician practices, from your doctor all the way up to the major university healthcare systems, to seek an advance payment of 6 months of their last 6 months Medicare payment, which is a huge amount of liquidity for the system and is tantamount to some of these major bank bailouts that we've seen in this crisis and in previous crises. So that liquidity in the system has been invaluable, and whatever you may be seeing in the streets, the healthcare industry is in very good shape thanks to the CARES Act. In addition, the Act itself provides a $100 billion injection into the healthcare industry in the form of COVID-related expense reimbursements for eligible healthcare providers. So that can be seen as simply a contribution, if you will, to the entire industry. So the industry is stabilized, and the deals that we're seeing are, there has been, as other speakers have said, there's been a tilt to strategics, there's been a tilt to equity, but there are still some amazing and innovative, transformative deals that we're seeing. The CARES Act itself points to what the government calls telehealth. There's historically been an antipathy, or at least a skepticism, toward the idea of delivering medical services and medical advice over the phone or through a computer. And the CARES Act has, in its hundreds of pages, actually contains maybe, well, scores of clues, really, that the government's historic attitude toward telehealth may be relaxing. And you may have seen that the FCC made available $200 million worth of funds for nonprofit institutions to pursue telehealth initiatives. So all of the health tech, medical data, that whole side of the healthcare industry should be, it's early days, but it should be a very interesting place to be from a deal perspective in the next 9 to 12 months. Providers are not all created equally. Hospitals are going to be fine, and the major providers should be fine. But some of the providers who are less directly focused on infectious diseases have effectively shut down surgery centers, dialysis businesses, that sort of things. Those businesses, those kind of overlooked businesses that are nonetheless a critical part of the healthcare infrastructure, are going to be placed differently depending on their therapeutic areas. And the private equity sponsors, which have recently begun to enter into that industry, that side of the healthcare industry, will have a place.
Yeah, Rita, why don't you address that?
Yeah, so private equity has been, for the past 4 to 5 years or so, a significant player in the healthcare sector, both because of the large amount of dry powder available, and then also because many of these private equity investors have developed significant expertise in-house in the healthcare space. And I would expect that to continue as we emerge from the pandemic. In the near term, I expect PE to continue to be active in the healthcare space through strategic minority investments and collaborations in companies or industries that they're familiar with, and also through smaller acquisitions and divestitures. Obviously, a large part of how active PE will be will depend on the leveraged finance market, but at least currently people believe that financing will be there for quality assets. And so I think we'll continue to see private equity be an important player in the healthcare sector, both in the near term and the midterm following the pandemic.